Joining us now from Boston is WCAI's Statehouse reporter, Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So big news this morning. Former State Senate President Stan Rosenberg is out. Talk about how the Senate came to a decision yesterday. Was it a late night?
It really wasn't. The Senate Democratic Caucus met at 11 yesterday and basically came to the conclusion that Rosenberg would not be returning to the Senate presidency. Formally, he's not going to come back this year because they installed Senate President Harriet Chandler, who has been serving on an acting basis. They made her Senate president for the remainder of the year. They have to vote on a new president when the session starts in 2019 in January. That's a regular vote that they would already have to do. Chandler's says she will not be a candidate for that in 2019. So that means the next Senate president going to really have to find the votes with their colleagues between now and January. But bottom line is that Democrats really have lost faith in Rosenberg, and he will not be returning to the Senate presidency.
And let's remind listeners as to why. This is in part because of a Boston Globe piece earlier this week that reported that Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, had access to Rosenberg's emails and that he even tried to tamper with the state budget, something that Rosenberg had denied.
Right. There's a lot of allegations against Hefner, and the Globe has done great work reporting this. A lot of sexual misconduct, sexual assault, and kind of influence peddling around Beacon Hill, that kind of thing. When Rosenberg took the job, Hefner was already kind of a liability. People knew that Hefner was a problem around the State House and interfering with things. Rosenberg vowed to create a quote-unquote firewall between his personal life and professional life and said that Hefner would have no access or input in any of his decision-making. Now, Rosenberg still says that his husband did not influence any of his decisions and did not influence the Senate. However, the Globe is reporting that he did have access to Rosenberg's official state email and tried to basically influence budget writers in the Senate to increase a line item that he was involved with. So that was kind of the last straw with the other senators when they decided that that firewall wasn't real. Rosenberg was not doing what he said he was going to do, and it was time to move on.
Right. And of course, all this came to light originally late last year with some sexual misconduct allegations. Briefly remind listeners about those.
Hefner's been accused of groping and trying to kiss a few men with business before the Senate and business in government.
And will Rosenberg be able to stay a state senator?
Yes, he will stay a state senator. He has pulled papers to run for re-election. He is very, very popular in his Amherst, Northampton district in the Pioneer Valley of Western Massachusetts. It is likely that he will get reelected if he chooses to run, and he could return to the Senate next year as a rank-and-file backbencher. You have to imagine it'll be an awkward position for him to be in, but yes, he could keep his job as a senator.
And of course, you mentioned this, there'll be a new Senate president next January. That gives some potential successors a good 10 and a half months to ramp up a campaign. Who's lining up in the wings?
Well, we had three involved before last week. That was Eileen Donahue from Lowell, Sal DiDomenico from Everett, and Ashland's Karen Spilka, who's the very powerful Ways and Means chairman. There are now others kind of getting into it. Things have changed. The terrain has shifted since the more recent allegations, and now that we know that it's going to be 10 months, you know, a marathon instead of a sprint, others are being involved. Eric Lesser from Western Mass has put his hat in the ring, so to speak, and you could definitely see other senators being approached by their colleagues or taking it upon themselves to get involved in the race now. So it's kind of anyone's game.
And I'm sure that terrain is going to shift a little more. Like as you said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. That is WCAI's Statehouse reporter, Mike Dean. Mike, thanks for the update and good luck the rest of the week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Catherine. You too.